Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, by the way, a couple of things for you. I try to pack as much in as I can. Jeff Bezos, the guy that owns Amazon, he also owns the Washington Post, despises Donald Trump, by the way. He has already this year, has Jeff Bezos, added more than $10 billion to his personal net worth. I've had a pretty good year, added $10.2 billion to my net worth. Warren Buffett at the same time fell $4.7 billion from his peak during the Trump rally. Bezos has passed Amancio Ortega and Buffett to become the world's second wealthiest dude. 53 years old, Bezos has a net worth estimated at $76 billion. $76 billion. You know, I should have invented something to send people products at no cost. Anyhow, Congressman Tim Walberg with me now to talk more about the things we started with Congressman Bergman here a little bit ago. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back with you.
You guys aren't doing much in Washington these days. Seem kind of bored. Nothing going on, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, we wish we could get to a few more things and keep moving forward. We've got the tax reform that's in the works. We've got the immigration reform. We've got the whole budget and appropriations process. But right now we're really centered on getting out of the locker room after halftime and going back and passing repeal and replace.
Well, tell me about that, because, you know, a lot of folks, I know you supported the American Health Care Act. A lot of people do, not a lot of Republicans don't. A lot of listeners to this program, not pleased with that bill, say it does not address cost, is one of the things I keep a common theme, if you will. It does not address cost. It's not a full repeal. Well, Rand Paul called it Obamacare light. I don't know if that's exactly accurate, but as you know, there are some hostilities out there. I'm sure you've gotten some calls to your office line. Where do we go from here, Congressman?
I think we go right back and do what we said we would do. And again, probably a lot of the rancor about this misunderstanding is the fact that people still don't get, because it's complicated, even complicated for members of Congress to understand, that this is a three-step process we're doing. We're trying to do it the best way so we can throw out as much as we possibly can and get on with the show. It starts with reconciliation. We can only put certain things in a reconciliation bill. It is a very unique thing, but it's done so we don't have to worry about a filibuster in the Senate. Rand Paul and others can say certain things, but unless they can get the 60 votes, then they better be supporting this effort. The second thing we need to know about this is this is only the first vote. The Senate will have an opportunity to fix it and make it better if they feel that that's the case. Then it comes back to us. There's another vote that will be taken, at the very least, in conference. But then there's that whole glut of things that Tom Price can do, 1,400 separate instances in the Affordable Care Act where he is given the opportunity.
But how do we get to that? And I focus on that first word, affordable, because you're looking. I just spoke to a gentleman, friend of mine, lives in North Carolina. He just got his rate increases. He has about 25 employees. The average across the board increased 48% from Aetna.
Yeah,
is what he got. 48%, and he pays a certain portion of that for his 25 employees. And he said he used to pick up, you know, all of the increase, and they always paid 35%, and he paid the rest. He goes, I can't do that anymore. It's getting closer to 50-50 because he goes, I can't absorb that kind of increase for 25 people.
Well, I'm told that the average increase of rates now, if Obamacare stays in place, average rate of increases over 25%.
Every year. All right.
So. Yeah, and so bottom line, it is broken. We've got to fix it. So that's why we're going to keep on. So the three steps.
All right, so the Freedom Caucus.
What the secretary can do, and then the policy bill that fixes all the rest that's left over after we do the first two steps. And we're even starting to do that now with my association health plan bill that was passed in the House last week and sent to the Senate. So this is a process, and frankly, we have to get it done. So That's where we're at now. I'm heading down from here. That's why we're talking earlier this morning.
I understand.
The Energy and Commerce Committee is meeting and talking about the next steps.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you get your colleague like Justin Amash and his cohorts in the Freedom Caucus? Because it depends on who you talk to. Some people think the Freedom Caucus is created this problem and created this block. Others say the Freedom Caucus saved America by getting rid of this bill. But Justin Amash and people in the Freedom Caucus did not get on board with this bill. What's it going to take to get enough Republicans together, whether or not you get Democrats? Because Chuck Schumer, by the way, says he'll do anything he can to help the president as long as they do exactly what the Democrats want. That's not going to happen. So what about Justin Amash and the Freedom Caucus and getting these people on board?
We've got what the Democrats wanted. That's why we're trying to fix it. Obamacare is what the Democrats want, what they wanted, what they have. I don't know. The Freedom Caucus did some good things, and others that pushed amendments that we couldn't get on in committee. And we made the bill better. But the issue is you have to ultimately get to yes. You have to move this forward. You can't just stop the process. So we've seen guys like Ted Poe last week, a great conservative from Texas, remove himself from the Freedom Caucus because he said, ultimately, I saw that we just kept moving the goalposts. We could never get the yes, and that doesn't happen. I think there are plenty of others now in the Freedom Caucus, over in the Tuesday group, the moderate side, and certainly those of us in the Republican Study Committee, which is the true majority of the House Republican Conference, the conservatives. We're going to get to that point. This is part of the process of the foment that goes on to make the thing the best that we possibly can. But I would encourage your listeners, especially the conservatives, don't give up.
All right, well, let me ask you this before you run.
Some of the voices that are out there that aren't giving you the truth.
Before you run, then, we've only got about 30 seconds here. Give me a timetable, then, when you think something might reemerge in the second half on this battle over health care.
Well, I think we're going to have to get this thing done before May. And so I'd say the month of April. And if people said we rushed it, well, I don't think we did with 6 months of effort before even coming to vote. But we're going to take the time to get the right number of people on board. That's the 216 votes we need at least, and then move it forward. And I think we can get it done before May.
All right. Congressman Tim Walberg, I appreciate you stopping in. I know you're on your way. Run along, young man, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you, Congressman Tim Walberg. The hotline will be open here in the next hour. It's 52 after. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.